Patrick Saltonstall is the archaeology curator with the Aleutic Museum. He's heavily involved in site surveys and excavations around the Kodiak Archipelago. This spring, Saltonstall and staff from the museum's archaeology team finished surveying Shuyak Island, which is located approximately 50 air miles north of Kodiak.
A lot of the old research had focused on the northwest part of Shuyak, and we surveyed the whole island, and we found a lot of really big villages on the east side.
He says they surveyed one site that dates back to roughly 7,000 years ago, which he suspects is the oldest found on that island thus far.
I think we found that one village that had 11 houseboats probably had 200 or 300 people living in it.
Aleutic Sukbiak people have inhabited areas around Kodiak Island for at least 7,500 years, according to archaeologists, and thousands of archaeological sites have been documented across the archipelago. According to the Aleutic Museum, Shuyak Island was an integral part of that history, with at least two established Aleutic villages. But Russian fur trader Grigory Shelikov destroyed one of the villages, and by the late 1700s, there were no communities left on the island. The word Shuyak in Aleutic means rising out of the water. And true to its name, Saltonstall says the island itself is rising at a faster rate than the sea level is, so the threat of eroding sites is not as prevalent today.
What we found up there is that's not happening anymore. All the sites are much more stable. You see grass growing on all the beaches. And it demonstrates, you know, the land sank in 1964, and it's rebounded ever since, and it's outpacing sea level rise up there.
I'm Davis Hovey.